This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU. I'm Carlos Morales, and with me is Ashley Bean Thornton to talk about events this Halloween weekend and a look at events heading into the next week. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
How's it going?
It is going well.
So today, the main kind of marquee event is the Magnolia Market's finally opening, the silos.
Yes.
Been a lot of talk around that.
Yes, so fun. Expect a crowd. Oh, my goodness. It'll be open today, today, Friday, from 9 to 6, and then also all day Saturday from 9 to 6. And they're actually having a big event afterwards in the evening, but that was a ticketed event that sold out long ago.
Right.
But the place and all the food trucks and all that kind of stuff that's going to be open all during the day is open to everybody.
Okay.
So hopefully you'll get out and enjoy our hometown celebrities, Chip and Joanna.
Yeah.
As they celebrate their grand opening at the silos downtown, which are on Webster.
Right. That whole area is just going to grow.
Yeah, that's
going to
be amazing. But there are other things going on.
Right. It's Halloween weekend.
Yes, it's closing in on Halloween. And a lot of people like to be really scared on Halloween. I'm not one of those people, but if you are, one of the fun things that's going on today is the Dark Mirror Children and Horror Film Festival.
Ooh.
At MCC. This has actually gone on for a few years, but this year the theme is going to be children in horror. So they're showing Children of the Corn, The Children, The Omen, and that's free. It starts at 3 o'clock with Children of the Corn, and then there's movies at 5 and 7, and that's at MCC at the lecture hall. So
free to get scared. Yeah.
Yes. And maybe not quite so scary. Now, it was very scary back in 1922 when they invented it, but Midway High School Orchestra is showing the silent film Nosferatu.
That's right.
Yeah, this is kind of an annual event for them. It's a fundraiser for the orchestra, and so they play the score. The Midway High School Orchestra plays the score, and that costs $10, and that's at the Midway High School, and it's at 7 o'clock, so that's fun. And then a not-so-scary but fun thing is the MCC Choir has been invited to sing in Vienna next May.
Oh, cool.
And so they're doing several fundraisers to help get ready for that trip. And tonight, they are having a fundraiser called Sing Along Broadway.
Oh,
fun. So that sounds pretty fun. Unless your voice is like mine, then it might be kind of scary. But it's not meant to be scary. And that is tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Ball Performing Arts Center. And it is free, but of course they're trying to raise money, so they would appreciate donations.
Little donations, right.
Yeah, so 7:30 tonight. That should be fun. And then tomorrow, Saturday,
right,
Halloween Day, you can start out your morning earning your candy because there are a couple of fun runs going on.
Okay, some 5Ks.
Yeah, a couple of 5Ks. One is starts at the Redwood Shelter in Cameron Park. It's called the Chupacabra Trail Run. That's
cool.
A trail run, so
right,
it's a little more complex than just running on a road. But it starts at 8 o'clock. And then there's also a Halloween fun run at Brazos Park East that starts at 9:30. And they have a 1K for kids and a 5K fun run, wear your costumes. And
okay.
So that should be kind of fun. So, and plus get in shape or, you know, like
get ready for the candy.
Get ready for the candy. Saturday is also the Keep Waco Beautiful compost sale.
Okay.
So a lot of people look forward to that all year long, where they can go get their bags of compost. It's 40-pound bags for $3.50, and that'll be 9 a.m. to noon at the Cameron Park Zoo Overflow Parking, which is on 4th Street. So if you are ready to start feeding your fall garden, that would be a good stop on Saturday. And then a big event, a huge event that's happened on Saturday is the annual Heart of Texas Food and Wine Festival.
Right. I've heard about that.
Yeah. That's a big fundraiser for the Humane Society.
Okay.
And they take over Indian Spring Park, all kinds of food
and wine. Makes sense.
Right? And so that's at noon to 4. Tickets are $60. And might want to keep an eye on the weather and check the website and make sure that's all going on. As
right,
because
there's some rains expected.
A little chance
for the
of rain.
Yeah.
But if you don't feel like getting involved in the whole wine and food festival. Mm-hmm. Another option for lunch is Double R Burger is having a fundraising lunch for Pack of Hope.
Okay. So you get a burger and you donate
Part of the proceeds. You go and buy your burger and part of the proceeds goes to Pack of Hope, which is a great organization in town. What they do is put together backpacks every Friday for kids at the different schools so that they'll have stuff to eat over the weekend. They fill a backpack with nutritious, shelf-stable food, and then the kids will have something to eat over the weekend.
Very cool.
So lunch at Double R Burger on Saturday, and part of the proceeds will go towards Pack of Hope.
Okay.
And then another fun thing on Saturday is Teen Chess Club at the Central Library. That's at 1 o'clock. And it's not really just for teens. It's anyone ages 7 to 18.
Okay.
So if you are interested in chess or your youngster is interested in chess, that's a great way to, you know, get in a little competition.
Right.
Sharpen up your brain at Chess Club.
Okay. Yeah. Little Bobby Fischer in training.
Yes, exactly. At 1 o'clock at the Central Library. And then, you know, we start turning towards the spooky evening
activities. Yeah, as soon as the sun sets.
Yes, exactly. Or maybe a little before the sun sets.
A little before, okay.
Yeah. So the Art Center of Waco's annual fall festival starts at 4, and that is on MCC campus, and it should be a ton of fun. They have live music and magic, and they're going to play Quidditch and do all kinds of wizardly things.
Oh,
and
very neat.
Have a pumpkin patch and a photo booth and food trucks. And so that should be fun, and that's from 4 to 7, and it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're at McLean Stadium. They're having Stadium Spooktacular. So you can dress up and come out to the stadium, and they're going to have trick-or-treating and games and costume contests, and they're going to show the movie E.T., the extraterrestrial. And that's $10 for adults and $5 for kids, and it goes from 5 to 7 at McLean Stadium. You can get tickets online. And then also Saturday is the Zoo Boo. At the zoo. So you go to the zoo and they have all kinds of fun, spooky stuff going on. Try not to scare the animals too much.
Right.
But that's tickets are $9 for adults and $6 for kids. And that's from 6 to 8 at the zoo.
Oh, neat.
So that's fun. That's a fun Saturday.
Right. And heading into Sunday, as always, it's first
Sunday
of the
month is
so
always
free
Sunday at the Mayborn. Mm-hmm. So 1 to 5 is free at the Mayborn. So that's always a great way to spend the afternoon. And then at the zoo is Zoo Tunes.
Okay.
So if you go to the zoo, if you go to the zoo Sunday afternoon, noon to 4:30, and just pay your regular zoo admission, they're going to have classical music and face painting and inflatables. The Baylor Campus Orchestra, the Waco Symphony Youth Orchestra will be there, and they also have an instrument petting zoo. So you can pet maybe a violin,
saxophone.
Or a saxophone, a woodwind, you know. They're pretty tame, I think. So
that's funny.
You can enjoy that. And then Monday.
Yeah, heading into the week.
Yeah, Monday, heading into the week. If you have any interest in performing, trotting the stage yourself, they're having auditions for Waco Civic Theater's Miracle on 34th Street, which is going to be their Christmas show. So auditions are at 7 o'clock on Monday and Tuesday, actually, at Waco Civic Theater. So you can get more information about that on their website. But if you're interested in playing a part, then give them a call. Check it out. And then Tuesday's Election Day.
Right.
Don't forget that, because they're, if you hadn't already early voted, there are all kinds of important things on the ballot, particularly for Waco. The Waco ISD tax ratification vote Tuesday. Thursday, a couple of really neat things going on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
One is a new event. It's called Repurpose for a Purpose, and it's a fundraiser for Salvation Army. And it is, people have throughout the year been getting what you might call junk and turning it into what you might call stuff. And so people have been, you know, some people are really great at this. They'll get some pieces and parts, and they put it together and make it into a neat lamp or some furniture or something. And so that's what this event is all about. And it's $50 for an individual ticket, $80 for two tickets, and you go to the Phoenix Ballroom and get to see all the items that people have made, and they're going to have an auction, and it should be just a lot of fun.
Oh, cool.
And that starts at 6:30. It's on Thursday, November 5th.
Right, and also Thursday starts the book sale, right?
Yes, the book sale.
The big book sale.
The big book sale that we look forward to every year, or some of us do look forward to every year. Starts on Thursday, goes through Sunday. Thousands of books and videos and DVDs all sorted out with helpful people there to help you find what you want. And it all goes to benefit the Friends of the Waco Library, which in turn benefits the Waco McLean County Libraries.
Very cool.
So, that fun week.
That is a very fun week.
Yes.
Fun filled. Yeah,
yes,
lots
tons
to do.
Of fun, all kinds of things to do. Great week.
So you can't miss out.
Yes, right.
Well, as always, Ashley, thank you for stopping by and talking with us about events, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, thanks for having me.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.